Hi, I'm Sophie Wilson, and this is People of the Pool, where we have conversations with those making a positive change in Liverpool's business community. We're known for our music, for our culture, tourism, and of course, football. But what's caught my eye since moving back from down south is the innovation and entrepreneurship that's happening in the city region. And this podcast is about championing just that. I'm blue, not red. I don't have a purple wheelie bin, but I'm still a proud Scouser, and I can't wait to share the stories of positive, inspirational changemakers with me. In this episode of People of the Pool, we meet Johnny Clark, entrepreneur and founder of the Startup Grind Liverpool chapter. This is a community of over 220 unique early stage tech businesses. As well as being an entrepreneur himself, Johnny's the co-founder of Liverpool startup GDPR Defender. He also has his own portfolio of 10 angel investments. Johnny, welcome to People of the Pool.
Hello, Sophie.
How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, busy, can't lie. But all good stuff.
Excellent. Let's start with asking, what is your earliest memory of doing business in Liverpool?
I did a lot of sort of odd jobs growing up in my teens up until university. So helped out at my mum's pub, even tried my hand at a little bit of painting and decorating with one of her boyfriends. And at one point was doing door-to-door broadband sales at university before I was ended up working at the university while I was just undergraduate doing summer schools and things like that as well. I guess my first sort of, you know, real job, contracted employment that was sort of regular and, you know, after I graduated from university was actually in the recycling industry. And then, yeah, went on from there and eventually made my way into tech.
Wow. So what is Startup Grind Liverpool chapter all about? What is it?
Well, you know, so after a stint of running a sort of startup incubation and acceleration suite of programs at Liverpool John Moores University, that came to a weird end during the pandemic, as a lot of stuff did for many people, and that was my sort of cue really to go off and do my own thing in many ways, and that's when I started GDPR Defender. When I started doing a lot of one-to-one consultancy with some quite prominent, you know, blue chip names, some sort of public sector teams, and also one-to-one with, you know, coaching other startup founders. But I really missed the community and events element of what we had at Activate, and other people did as well. And one, you know, when we were coming out of that third lockdown, I'd just moved into the Baltic because spending 3 lockdowns in suburbia, and also just, you know, things that had kind of gone on over the pandemic, I didn't really want to, you know, I wanted to be in the epicenter of, you know, I imagined everything coming back to life and people, you know, not being scared to go out anymore and, you know, not needing to wear masks and things like that. But it just felt like things didn't really come back to life as quick as I'd imagined. So I thought there was a real gap to start a community for people in my industry.
So just for listeners who don't know, can you just explain what the Baltic is?
Oh, sure, yeah. So, sorry, the Baltic being the Baltic Triangle area of Liverpool, which is, the sort of trendy, sort of hipster area where there's a lot of creative businesses, a lot of digital and technology businesses as well.
Including Tuesday Media, I must add. Cool. So you started it to kind of foster that sense of community that was lost during the pandemic. But Startup Grind is a global phenomenon, right? It started...
Yeah. So, you know, Startup Grind itself is a global community of, I think, over 600, probably more towards 700 chapters. Some of them are huge, you know, like London, obviously. It's a major tech hub. But they're all different, and the chapter directors run them in their own little way. And, you know, my thing was, it's hard running a business, as you know, and anyone who's been in a small business, or particularly a tech startup, they'll know it gets quite lonely and you need peer support and stuff like that. So that's really what I've shaped it to be over the past 18 months.
So when people think of Liverpool, they don't necessarily think of tech startup. No. So it's interesting to hear. For me, it's really interesting to hear that there's over 220 tech startup businesses in Startup Grind alone. What's your kind of take on that?
You know, when I was working in economic development like 7 or 8 years ago, I remember doing some strategy session, and all that came out of it at the end of the day was, you know, our focus should be beetles, boats, barrages. And, you know, I just remember, I didn't know any better at the time because I didn't know a lot about economic development. I was very early in my career and I hadn't really done a lot of tech stuff. But what's become apparent to me is that there are certain trends that you can't escape. And even in a place like Liverpool, which is one of the smaller cities in the UK and Europe, there's been a massive uptick in the amount of technology-led businesses, and in particular, you know, sort of enablers, ones that own their own IP and that can scale because they've got a particular business model that lends itself to angel investment, to venture capital investment, and then hopefully an exit, and then the recycling of capital and talent back into a local economy. And, you know, I think, you know, all entrepreneurship's great. I would never knock anyone who's trying the hand at stuff, but the sort of global winds of change are, you know, rewarding places like Silicon Valley that have a high volume of those sorts of businesses that have that model and have that sort of, you know, that those people and that money. And, you know, Liverpool is not left behind by any means in that. Yeah, we've got a great nightlife, fantastic hospitality sector, brilliant culture, all these fantastic things. Incredible manufacturing sector, very resilient, very advanced manufacturing sector. And, you know, probably the jewel in our crown is probably health and life sciences. But tech is absolutely in there. And there's a great mix of companies doing things in, you know, a multitude of sectors based around scalable technology solutions.
So you're a geographer by background, right? And I guess places like Silicon Valley kind of emerged around the conditions that were there for people to thrive in. What do you think is about Liverpool? What are the conditions that mean these particular types of stuff? Because it is, you know, from a journalistic perspective, that's quite a fascinating insight that these businesses are emerging here, and yet we're so known for our hospitality and leisure and tourism. But
look, I would never, ever, 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 you know, this would never say X, Y, Z will be the next Silicon Valley. I absolutely loathe that phrase, and anyone that ever uses it, it's on site. You know, especially government ministers and policy makers that should know a lot better, because Silicon Valley, you know, is a 60, 70 plus year story that involved billions of public sector investment and blue skies R&D that didn't come out of nowhere. And you know, this latest iteration of it for the past 20 years, sort of post-dot-com boom, is just one stage of its life cycle. That's not to say that Liverpool can't benefit from many of those same trends and determinants and factors. We have fantastic assets in this region that a lot of people don't know about. Now, depending on what type of business you want to grow, not all of them are going to be relevant, but we have, you know, the facility, the Hartree Centre at Daresby, that's had $500 million, I think, in total over a decade of investment from companies like IBM. The School of Tropical Medicine has had billions put into it by Bill Gates and other people like that. But and those things are cool. Those, you know, big ticket items. If you want to start a business in those areas, you know, it's hard because you need a lot of money and you need all sorts of regulatory approval and stuff like that to work in those fields. But fundamentally, more than anything, a good place to do business is a place where people feel proud and happy to live. And actually, that might be the area where Silicon Valley and San Francisco aren't doing that well right now. There's a lot of social problems there. And people are fighting over what the cause of that is and what the solution of that is. But, you know, when I look at Liverpool, I see a city that is, regardless of what your views on Brexit are, it is a fundamentally metropolitan European city that has a thriving cultural scene that I would think is comparable to Barcelona, other major cities, you know, Lisbon, things like that. Maybe slightly smaller, but you can see a lot of the hallmarks there. And it's a place where people are keen to help each other. And I think that might be the number one thing in the business community. And it's certainly what I see in Startup Grind Liverpool. It's people lending their expertise without any expectation of something in return. I do a lot of that, as you know, and some people think I'm crazy for doing that amount. But I've been at this for like 3, 4, 5 years now, and I can see where it's going. There's no doubt in my mind, you know, and I wouldn't still be at it right now. I wouldn't be investing in all these companies, putting tens of thousands of pounds, my own money into them. And I wouldn't be doing all this work and lobbying politicians and getting things like Slush to come here if I didn't think there was an incredible future for the tech scene in this city.
Okay. So putting a pin in Slush for 1 second. So any tips on investable startups? Any startups to watch in Liverpool in case we've got any investors listening?
I mean, I'm not sure how much I can promote on a podcast. I don't want to get in trouble with the FCA. Have a thesis and be comfortable about what you're putting your money into.
Yeah.
And have a very fatalistic attitude. You know, just assume that, you know, most businesses fail. Mm. And every company that I've put money into, I've thought even if they fail spectacularly, that money has still done more good than it would have been just sat in my bank account or just put to other means. You know, that's it, tech is the domain where I believe I have a hypothesis around what the future looks like and what businesses that will generate returns on investment look like. And that's where I've put that money. So, you know, I invested. My very first one was Supplywell, Tech Nation Rising Stars winner, followed by BetMate, another Tech Nation Rising Stars winner. Makethread, absolutely incredible business led by two of the brightest, most amazing women in business that I know, Katie and Sarah, and a whole host of others as well in there that are doing great, and some London ones as well. You know, U-Hubs and Team, shout out to those guys who are doing incredible things as well.
We've created People of the Pool podcast with the support of the team at Bengo Media. Dozens of businesses, large and small, turn to Bengo Media to get their podcasts up and running through their training, consultancy, and even hands-on production. And right now, Bengo Media is offering you, People of the Pool listeners, free online training to help get your podcast launched in 90 days. You'll get insight into the steps to take and some of the biggest mistakes to avoid. So, to claim your free online podcast training from Bengo Media, go to podcastschools.com now. That's podcastschools.com. It's really exciting hearing about all of these innovative businesses. And you've got like such a strong vision and a sense of almost, you know, philanthropy there as well. When you were growing up in Mossley Hill, working at your mum's pub, did you have any vision or idea about how you would end up being in this line of work, or, you know, how's that journey come about?
I never thought I'd actually end up in business. I growing up, a lot of my family were in the forces, and I thought that's what I wanted to do. It looked like a great lifestyle, get paid to go around the world and do cool training and, you know, whatever it was going to be, whether it was doing some kind of land forces stuff like the Marines, which interested me, or I think every young boy's dream to be a fighter pilot. Why wouldn't they? As I grew up, I kind of, had a lot of really good mentors in my life. Teachers, heads of sixth form, university supervisors, and friends who, you know, kind of exposed me to other avenues. And, you know, I really, for me, you know, sixth form and university were probably really formative and fundamental in opening my horizons. And, you know, at one point I thought maybe I'd do research in geography. I'd carry that on, go down the environmental sciences route or something like that. But, you know, as I was about to embark on that, I thought, you know what, like actually I want to do something more direct. I'm kind of done with writing essays. And I liked getting paid. You know, yeah, 100%. I don't think people should ever be ashamed of that. You know, I came, like a lot of people, I came from a sort of a very typical working class scouse background with, you know, every family is kind of you know, got a sob story in some way, but you know, I wanted to do well. I wanted to kind of change the narrative for me personally. And, you know, ironically, in some ways, part of the ways that I've come about doing that is trying to change the narrative for Liverpool.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned Slush a moment ago. It'd be good to hear a little bit more about that.
I'm all branded up. So, you know, I, over the past couple of years, really, since I've been doing my own businesses and working with incredible founders and investors and things like that, I wanted to make sure I was having fun while I was doing it. So I've been jetting about, and sorry, Greta, you know, probably not going to be on your friendly Christmas card list, but been to some amazing conferences in Redwood City, California. I went to Web Summit, obviously, in Lisbon. But the one that really captured my imagination and my heart was Slush in Helsinki. And their backstory is just incredible. Like, I probably sound like I'm a bit sycophantic over it, but the whole, you know, just in a nutshell, it's the biggest it's the biggest startup conference in Europe. The production is the best out of any business or otherwise conference I've ever been to. You know, they closed out the conference last year with a set by Maya Jane Cole, if you didn't see the house music and techno. The caliber of the speakers was just next level. And all of the kind of side events and things like that. And it's all run by students.
Wow.
Or like 90% run by students. And they've got this amazing origin story over the past 14 years about, you know, they only 1% of Finnish students at university were interested in entrepreneurship. The industry was reliant on Nokia, which was beginning to decline at the time. And, you know, they've just grown this conference from being kind of one day, a few people in a room thing to now being what I would say is up there with South by Southwest or any other comparable kind of world leading event. And they have a series of warm-up events called Slushed, with like an apostrophe D at the end of it. And
enunciation there.
Thank you. And I just, you know, as soon as I saw it, and the kind of ethos behind it, you know, the goal of that, it's to be a warm-up party for the main event in November in Helsinki. But it's designed to solve challenges or blockages in your tech startup or business ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And straight away, it just struck me that that's a fantastic opportunity for Liverpool, because you know, and a lot of the other guests you'll have on here know, and I know, and people in Startup Grind Liverpool know, that there's a million and one great things just around the corner for us, but we've got to work with people, with each other, with government, with councils, with combined authorities, with you name it, and the private sector, to unblock things that stand in the way of making it great. And so, you know, that's the event we're going to be running in early September is all around that.
Yeah. So you're bringing a little bit of Helsinki to Liverpool?
I am, yeah. I mean, hopefully not the temperatures. I went ice swimming over there, and I've not got the deepest of voices anyway, but it was up by an octave for about a week.
It did afford you the opportunity to do a half naked selfie on LinkedIn.
That is my most successful social media post of all time. So, you know, if you want to get the likes on LinkedIn, get the nipples in. You know.
Well, on that note, I mean, it's so great talking to you, Johnny, and I know how inspirational you are as a person and what you've personally done for the city. And for listeners who don't know, Johnny's kind of moniker online is Startographer, which kind of brings his experience as a geographer and an entrepreneur and a placemaker all together, kind of economic development tech to chart new territories for us and for the tech businesses that he supports. So just quickly before we wrap up, I've got one quick question for you, just a bit of a fun one to close. If you had to give Startup Grind the title of a Beatles song, what would it be? And why?
Oh, I'm going to say, I've Got a Ticket to Ride. Is that even the title?
Yeah, Ticket to Ride.
Ticket to Ride, yeah. It's the only time I ever hear it's when I'm outside Sergeant Pepper's on Matthew Street. why not? Because come along for the ride, you know. It's
love it.
All aboard the Startup Grind bus.
Love it.
And I'm the driver.
And we haven't had that one before. That's amazing. Any quick quick takeaway that you want listeners to go away with today?
Starting a business is really hard, especially in these economic conditions, but you know, it can be one of the most rewarding things you ever do. And it's not without risk. You know, there's great psychological stress that can come along with it. And I'm not into the whole hustle porn thing, or glorifying it, because I think that's quite toxic and quite dangerous. But, you know, if you approach it the right way, you get the right support, you meet the right people, you're in the right community, it can be absolutely transformational. And it's transformed my life, you know, to just in ways I never ever would have imagined. And you know, if anyone else wants to kind of embark on that, well, I'm here. You know, my calendar's always open. I'll have coffee with anyone. So
brilliant. Thank you so much, Johnny, for joining us on People of the Pool. If you want to find out more about some of the amazing things that are going on in Liverpool City region, go to tuesday-media.com/People of the Pool. People of the Pool is presented by me, Sophie Wilson. Until next time.